Protesters who stage anti-abortion protests within 100 metres of relevant healthcare facilities are liable for prosecution from today. New safe access zone legislation comes into force today and will, the Department of Health says, ensure that people accessing termination of pregnancy services can do so in safety and with dignity without the fear of influence or intimidation. Anybody convicted of this offence may face fines, imprisonment or both. Dr. Mary Favier is a Cork-based GP, a former president of the Irish College of General Practitioners. She's on the line. Dr. Favier, good morning to you.
Thank you.
What has been the level and the style of the protest that you and your colleagues have experienced in facilities where the provision of abortion services is available to the public?
Since the introduction of the legislation in January 2019, there has been a problem of protests outside GP services where abortion services were being provided and outside our national maternity hospitals. So as a GP provider myself here in Cork, I've had protests outside outside on the road. There have been protests in some clinics on a weekly basis. The National Maternity Hospital has had the issue of small white coffins being placed outside its railings as patients came in and out. So we've had that level of protest. It's not been huge, but it's been persistent. So we really welcome the introduction of this and implementation of the legislation today.
And how has that protest affected you, you personally, your staff and the patients who come to you?
I think the most important thing is how it affects the patients, whether it's women and patients accessing abortion services or those accessing any other service within general practice, because the significance of the service is that it's embedded in ordinary general practice. It's part of normal healthcare, as is now accepted. And it's been a very successful introduction. And now the service goes on without difficulty, except for these protests, some of them isolated. And the difficulty is for the patients. They have to come in through, pass through, in my case, at Man carrying signs that included accusing people of murder. And, you know, that is a very difficult scenario if you're seeking reproductive health services, including abortion. But it's very difficult for any other person who has to look at that. And now in my case, thankfully, one of my patients actually came out and tackled the man and said, look, this is not OK. Ireland is not like this anymore. You need to go away. But in other situations, there have been weekly people lining up outside the practices in the Midlands saying the rosary. And that's very difficult for staff. It's very difficult for the doctor providers. But if you think about the National Maternity Hospital, you've got women going in and out of there for so many other reasons. You could have women coming out who've just suffered a stillbirth. Mm. You could people have going in, couples dealing with fatal fetal anomaly that they know is going to have a bad outcome. And to see these types of protests is really not appropriate, and they need to take place elsewhere.
And what will now happen is that they have to move back 100 metres, at least 100 metres from these practices. But we still see that, and the most recent study I think is from UCC, approximately 10% of GPs in Ireland are providing these early medical abortions. Has this protest been a factor in deterring GPs from providing the services, or are there other reasons?
We now have about 15% of GPs providing the service, which is enough, but it contributes to the chilling effect. It contributes to GPs, particularly younger GPs who may be newer in practices, being concerned, what am I drawing on myself? What am I drawing on the staff? What am I going to put patients through? So yes, it's an inappropriate way to protest a service when it's in healthcare. So now people will be expected to stay back at a minimum of 100 metres. Mm-hmm. If they don't stay back, the guardian can be called, they will be cautioned. Mm. And if they repeat the activity within that 100 metres, they can be subject to fines and up to a 6-month prison sentence. And so we will be now working with the Gardaí closely to notify them of those types of protests.
Right.
So we really welcome it, because I think it just goes to the fact that this is now an embedded service in healthcare. It's part of general practice. It's part of our national maternity services and family planning clinics, which is where it should be. And it's part of the progress that's being made.
Dr. Mary Favier, thank you very much.